Witches.
The devil has come down to you.
There could be nothing worse for Salem than a witch hunt.
Are you guilty or not?
There is something worse than a witch hunt. A witch.
On your Mystifying Oracle Radio, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Demon Hunter.
You know, it's been years, Sean, since I found myself on the red carpet like this.
You are on the red carpet, where you deserve, baby, where you deserve to be, huh?
I think it's actually more of a beige carpet with foam around the walls so that I don't make any noise.
No, it's your red.
It's out, but so nobody has to listen to me.
That's true. But once again, guys, it's Sunday night. It's a big show. We are excited. We are here. We're live in studio. The mics are hot. Thank God. Once again, we love to do this for you guys. It's been a beautiful day. Happy Easter, Demon Hunter.
Happy Easter, Sean.
Happy Easter.
Huh? Were you visited by a bunny today?
I didn't see a bunny. I was kind of hoping for a Playboy bunny, maybe, you know, jump through. How comes a Playboy bunny has never jumped through my backyard and delivered a bag of eggs, you know?
Well, because you got married. It's
Yeah, but all those years that I wasn't married.
Yeah, all those years you weren't married, you know? You never no one ever came in a Playboy bunny outfit with little basket for you. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I do not understand, but maybe somebody around the world did. We need to get the phone lines back, open them up, see how everybody's Easter went, Demon Hunter.
Whoa. You're talking phone lines. We just lost an entire computer system tonight.
I tell you what, guys. We here in studio, we have everything set up. We try to, like Demon Hunter was saying, every week something changes here in studio. If the sound's on one week, it'll be off the next, and we have to fix it. And, you know, we got it here tonight. I think we sound good. We're going out.
We got it here, but one of our, like, we've got the two computers on your side, the two computers on my side.
Yes.
And one of the computers on my side just decided, nah, I don't want to work anymore.
It happens in showbiz. What are you going to do? Or broadcast?
So, I think next week I'll be coming to you from a brand new computer, ladies and gentlemen, because this ain't gonna fly with me, man.
Hey, man, it's been a wild week in the paranormal type topics, huh?
This happened in the paranormal world, Sean.
There's a lot, man. Remember on the front page of Yahoo, they came out, or was it Google? Google Maps or something. They think that they got a picture of the Loch Ness Monster, huh?
I think they got a picture
of a whale.
of Loch Ness Monster hunters in a mini sub.
You think so? Because to me, it looks like a whale.
Yeah, that Chrissy thought too when she saw it that it looked like a whale shark.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it kind of did.
If you actually look at the center of the picture, there's a dark shadow dead in the center that is a tubular shape, and those fins coming off the side could easily be propulsion jets. So I think we're looking at a mini sub in Loch Ness.
Those darn kids that get a hold of their submarines on the weekend and fool the Google.
I tell you, somebody.
Who would know the Google camera was on, man? Come on.
Have you ever checked Google Maps and all of a sudden you're going, oh, look, there's my car in the backyard. You don't know when it's on, but it just is. I don't think anybody was trying to fool anybody. I do think there's a bunch of people sitting around their computers looking out at their mini sub on the back of a truck going, ha, 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 they thought it was Loch Ness.
You're crazy. I like it. There's no way. It looks like a whale, if anything. But it could be Loch Ness. I don't know.
Well, there wouldn't be a whale. I would believe in Nessie more than I would believe in a whale.
Why is that? Why is that, smartass?
Well, why? Because I do believe, considering the number of boats and people out on Loch Ness every year,
yeah,
that a whale would have been sighted in a big lake.
Yeah. Well, isn't it fed from the ocean? Fed in. And don't sharks adapt? Haven't they been known to adapt to saltwater, freshwater before?
You're talking bull sharks.
Yes, bull sharks.
All light and muscular and actually are able to breed in freshwater.
Uh-huh.
But,
which point? Get to the point, man! My God!
My point is that a shark that large would not have the buoyancy to be able to be in fresh water.
Buoyancy. I don't know. It's big. It's weird. If you think it's Loch Ness more than a...
More than anything. That's what I'm saying.
You took it way out there. Because I was thinking, okay, it's clearly a whale or some kind of, you know, crazy shark.
Scotty, beam me up.
But after you...
Chrissy said too, and I... No. I'm telling you, if it's anything, it's a mini sub. And if it's something living, then you've got me beat because there's no whales and there's no whale sharks in Loch Ness.
I don't know. Well, they did say the cat that runs the, I don't know if it's a tour company or whatever, but he said it's the first time in like 2,000 years that nobody's reported Nessie. Of course, it wasn't 2,000, it was like 60 years or 40 years. Nobody's reported him. It's been kind of slow on the Nessie front, bro.
It's tough for, tourism out there in the lock.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, man? Selling T-shirts. Nessie was here.
Global warming, that's what I think it is, Sean. It's global warming. It's Nessie's, all because of global warming.
Nessie's getting hot. Think so?
Nessie was like, you know, forget this. I'm going someplace warmer. You know, I hear there's a lot more to eat down in the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah. I would. If I was the Loch Ness Monster, I'd be chilling out in St. Martin, man. Remember I told you I just got back from the cruise not too long ago. I went to St. Martin. If I was a hobo or Loch Ness, Nessie. Nessie's the lovable name for the monster. Then
indeed.
Yes, indeed, sir. Indeed. You sound good tonight. You sound very broadcasty, you know?
I'm trying. I'm putting on my best broadcast voice. And it was funny. I went in for an interview not too long ago.
For what?
And I was talking to the people, and they said, boy, you sound like you're on the radio. And all of a sudden, I realized I was talking to them in my radio voice.
Yeah. Well, you didn't say what kind of interview. Gang, you know, dancer or what?
Well, yeah, you know, private dancer.
Chippendales? Chippendales dancer, Demon Hunter?
I'm here for the gangbang.
Me too. What'd you do today? You worked, right?
Today.
Oh, good.
The Easter Bunny stopped by early.
Right.
Dropped off some stuff and then headed out.
What did you get?
I do give a shout out to my sister, Christina. It was her birthday this week.
Hello, Christina. We love you. Happy birthday.
And Sean knows I was sick this week.
You were. You've been sick.
Yeah, I had the stomach bug that's going around. And on the 18th, I didn't even get out of bed. I just stayed in bed all day.
Yeah.
And my sister called me the next day and said, what happened? You haven't missed my birthday in like 30 years. And
right.
I was like, oh, no, I forgot what day it was.
And oh, no.
That happens. Whenever you work nights, like Sean and I do.
Night shift, guys.
Just forget about having any track of what day it is.
Right.
And then forget about if you miss a day because of sickness or something else, you're just thrown all off.
Yeah, you're done. But what I was saying, Demon Hunter, or what I was trying to say, was you got this bug. People from Utah came in to your branch of the Secret Brotherhood of the Shadows, or whatever member you are, one of those One World Orders.
Hey, not trying to take over the world. Why would we? We've already done it.
No, but, you know, you had all this going on. Now you got now you have the stomach flu. Could this be after last week's epic, I say, G&D show with author Ryan Burns on, talking about the Skinwalker Ranch and the UFO conspiracies and all that. Could it be that you have an alien bug living in your stomach?
I hadn't even considered that.
See?
So. I mean, I did find it interesting that the day we were going to be interviewing Mr. Burns about the Skinwalker Ranch and Mr. Bigelow, people from Utah showed up at my lodge to just looking around, saying that they were in my lodge. However, they had been in my town where I lived that day.
Did they come back? Have you seen them since?
Did not, but someone else came up to my front door the next morning and started knocking on the door.
Oh,
so Sean has come out to my house in the middle of the woods. People don't just walk up my driveway.
It was never proven that was me, Demon Hunter.
you don't come up my driveway for anything. It's a half a mile of nothingness to just show up and knock on your door and like leave a pamphlet or something. I suppose it's possible. It could all be coincidence.
That's true.
But,
a pamphlet.
I don't know, Sean.
Hey, my kids went to Hawaii.
My computer just blows up. I mean, Mr. Bigelow, stop, please.
Yes, you have more money than us.
We get the point. Now, if you want a spokesman, like we said, we'd be more than happy to have you on the show anytime and hear your side of the story. But stop attacking us, please.
Well, you brought up a good point, bringing up the last week's epic show. Now, if you guys remember, we had a contest, Demon Hunter. You remember this?
We did.
Okay, we did. And, of course, we support the Susan G. Komen 3-Day Race for the Cure. We're a supporter. You should be a supporter. We told you to go to ghostanddemon.com. Click on the site for Susan G. Komen 3-Day. And donate to help fight women's breast cancer. And it looks like the winner, Demon Hunter.
I'm going to use my psychic power, Sean.
The winner of Ryan Burns' new book, Skinwalker and Beyond, with all the top secret alien werewolf shapeshifter stuff you can handle. It looks like one of our fans of the show, very good friend, listener, won the book. Can I get a drum roll, please? And the winner of the Susan G. Komen 3-Day Race for the Cure that donated the most, and winner of the Ryan Burns
running out of breath here.
Skinwalker. Keep it up. Do your tongue. Jill Kleiss.
Woo-hoo!
Is the winner, guys, of the lucky winner of the Skinwalker and Beyond, the Ryan Burns book, which has several conspiracy revealed in it and the truth behind them. And, you know, we know Ryan, if you listen to the epic show, I keep saying epic show last week, you would know that how interesting. Demon Hunter, the segment last week has went insane. We had him on. We got to do more conspiracy shows.
I guess so. Who else do we know out there? JFK was
John?
Actually a...
I didn't know John. Was that his stepbrother? Yes.
Okay, yeah.
John FK, stepbrother to JFK. Hey, my kids went to Hawaii.
Without you?
No, my boys. My boys went. Sissy stayed here. Sissy went on the cruise. But the boys went to Hawaii, and they got me a present, Demon Hunter.
Did they bring you back a pumice stone? Or?
No. I already got a hula girl on my desk, so they knew I didn't need one of those. But that's from the Ron John Surf
Tell
show.
It to get off the mic. That's probably what's causing all the problems.
See, probably. Jesus. But it was supposed to be a lucky night because of the guests we're having, the epic show we're going to have. But it's a lucky tiki statue, Demon Hunter. It says, luck comes in all forms. We have all had our share of bad. Keep in your possession, and it will help you to obtain peace, prosperity, and luck, and apparently mess with the radio signals because...
I was going to say, are you sure that's not a red herring, Sean? Because the only tiki idol I know of is the one that was on the Brady Bunch, and that one was not lucky.
I don't know. Exactly. Well, it's carved out of wood or whatever. It's probably made in China, I'm sure. But a lucky tiki statue from Taiwan. But no, I got it. I got it sitting here by the soundboard. That might have been the problem.
That could be. Remember all the trouble we had from... Our ghostly rock sitting on the computers.
Rock, ghostly rock. Yeah, from Gettysburg. No, but anyway, I remember we talked about that Karen Black, actress Karen Black starred in that trilogy of terror with the doll. we just talked about a couple weeks ago, where she had the chain, her lover. I like to say that. Lover.
Lover.
Thank you. Yeah, so her lover sent her that doll. Remember, it had a chain wrapped around it? It was like a tiki god statue. And it came alive. The chain broke when she got naked and got in the shower, and it went, yeah, and it had that knife, and it was cutting her up. Do you remember that, Demon Hunter?
I remember we talked about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
See it. It did not chase me around the house.
Well, naked in your smoking robe.
How could I be naked and in my smoking robe?
Well, you could be hanging out in front. They don't come together in the front. Things hang out in the front there. I don't know. Anyway, Demon Hunter!
Ghost Man.
Shadow Nation, as you may be aware of what you've seen before the show, tonight's premiere of Salem is coming at us quickly approaching. It's 9 o'clock Central Time tonight if you're in the Midwest. And tonight's guest...
Dun, dun, dun.
You ready? You're always ready. Tonight's guest, actress Morgana Shaw, known for her work on many TV series as well as the silver screen. She joins us tonight while she awaits the epic premiere of her new show, Salem. We go backstage and behind the scenes of what's sure to be the new hit series, Salem on WGN. Live with Morgana Shaw tonight, Demon Hunter. Yes, she will be in studio. I'm so excited about this one because, you know why? Because Morgana is such a sweetheart. I love her.
Oh, yeah. You sure she hasn't cast a spell on you?
I think she has. She put a spell on me. I love that song.
Would it be inappropriate for me to ask her if she weighs the same as a duck?
Morgana, why?
Because if you weigh the same as a duck, you are made of wood and are therefore a witch.
A witch burner. That's true. We've done lots of... Anyway, guys, the new premiere of Salem, we'll have her on 30 minutes. She'll be getting off the air, so we got to be real tight on the interview. She's with her family tonight, and she's celebrating. Very excited, and she took time out of her busy schedule, Demon Hunter, to talk to us for the world premiere, before the world premiere, of her new show, Salem, only at the home of the Mystifying Oracle Radio. Your Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Salem.
I'm impressed.
A lot of people,
You got it all in there.
We did get it all in there. A lot of people, Demon Hunter, are saying that Salem might be the, not the replacement, but the rival to The Walking Dead.
So that's why they're not playing at the same time of the year, so that they don't overlap and take away each other's audiences.
Yeah, and remember, that's on WGN. You guys got to check it out. If you haven't thought about it, think about it seriously, because you know Salem is a very dear thing to Nathan and I, our hearts. We've studied it. We've had some epic guests from Salem on here and studied Salem recently.
Hearts have been cut out and put in... jars and are on shelves in Salem, and
it is. I'm very excited. You don't have to wait for The Walking Dead to come back on. Now you have a show that's going to be just as good. I know it is. Salem. So
you haven't even seen it yet, and you know, Sean.
I just feel it in my bones. A lot of hot chicks on it. A lot of scandalous stuff going on. A lot of, it looks like some spooky stuff as well.
Maybe you're a witch, Sean.
I don't know. Perhaps I'm a witch. I don't know. You never know. So,
Burn him.
Hey, tonight's band, Demon Hunter, very awesome band. Special thanks to freemusicarchives.com and, of course, Creative Commons. Thanks, guys. The band tonight, McCullough. That's McCullough. And that's from his epic album, Be Love, Not Fear. McCullough.
It's .org, Sean. Free music. .org
is what it is. That's good. Everybody's happy about that. We got it right. Let's get it right. We're paying some bills early tonight.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to.
Hey, folks, we try to bring you this stuff every week, so we got to pay the bills.
We have to. Yeah, but epic show tonight.
It's us.
Epic show tonight. Not many of the stars of Salem have came out to talk about this series tonight. So I'm very excited about it. We got you this one. We nailed it down.
It was funny because in the beginning I was hearing a lot about it. And as it got closer and closer and closer, it was as though, you know, people were talking less and less about it. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. It's just the word got out so fast.
Right, right.
That, yeah, you know, I thought the show was already on the air.
Yeah.
I was I must have missed the first episode, you know, because people had been talking about it and all of a sudden I didn't hear anything. So I'm really glad that she's going to be here tonight to talk about it because, you know, I want to know. I need to know, Sean.
You need to know, Demon Hunter. I need to know. The world needs to know. And our Shadow Nation is going to find out tonight in the news. It's always fresh. It's always exciting. And it's a little bit weird and freaky and fun and fuzzy. And it starts right now. I did it with you.
That's kind of creeps me out there, Sean.
Yeah, I thought so. I did it with you because, you know, I thought it might cut you out. And it did. We got to get this fixed.
Hey, folks, that's right. It's time for Ghostman and Demon Hunter in the News. That's when Sean and I pick news stories by their titles right off the front page. We don't read them in advance. We just like the titles and want to tell you what's going on, and we want to find out with you. The bad part of this is we've had no practice, and therefore we make a lot of mistakes. And each time we make a mistake, we all take a drink. That's right. It's the G&D drinking game. So if you're listening to us while driving your car, don't play along. And if you're planning to drive this evening, remember, please listen responsibly.
That's right, Demon Hunter. The first story tonight, it's epic. I'm using that term a lot tonight. It's epic story for Easter. Woman finds dead body during Easter egg hunt.
Ooh.
I know, right? Comes from our friends at the Huffington Post News. Okay, you guys ready? Knoxville, Tennessee, no less. A Tennessee woman says she made a grisly discovery while hunting for Easter eggs in her backyard with her 3-year-old son. A dead body. Huh?
Okay. Okay, I'm listening. Listening.
I thought you would stop right there. I thought you'd be like, oh my God.
Huh?
Now how are you going to find a dead body just in your backyard, you know?
Maybe you live next to the mob? Oh, no,
I didn't. Oh, you said that. That was Nathan, not me. Tara Huntskova, drink up, guys, said she had noticed a foul smell, but didn't find the source until Wednesday, when she noticed tennis shoes in the crawl space under her deck while hunting for eggs with her son. She was hunting on Wednesday. She got ahead of the Easter Bunny.
I guess so.
Her son didn't notice the man's body, and police investigated discreetly, she said. They were very respectful. They tread lightly, drink up, guys. Hanaskava, drink up, guys, said, my son has no idea what happened. She said she doesn't know how the man got there. Knoxville Police Department, of course she's not going to know. What's she going to say? Yeah, I killed him. He's there. I did it, dude. Are you admitting your laughter is...
That's of Sean Burris. Do not represent those Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
I didn't kill him, folks. I swear to God. Been nowhere. Knoxville Police Department spokesman Daryl DeBusk told media outlets that the man had been dead about 2 weeks. I told you I didn't do it. The autopsy, however, did find that the man suffered from a medical condition that could have led to his death. The death will be listed as natural causes unless something different, Demon Hunter, is found in the final autopsy report. That's what DeBusk said. Drink up, guys. I'm not sure about that one. Slam it. Meanwhile, police are still trying to determine who the man is and why he was under the deck.
It could have been worse, Sean. He could have been wearing an Easter Bunny costume.
That's true. I seen some pictures today of a naked Easter Bunny jumping around.
That's not good, Sean. I don't want to know what websites you're checking out.
Well, it was there. I can't help that. I can't help that, Demon Hunter. But that's that story. So anyway, you know, woman finds dead body during Easter egg hunt.
Hey, Sean, you have kids. How about Nebraska toddler gets stuck inside claw machine?
Like one of the claw machines that cheat you?
Like one of the claw machines that cheat you. From the Associated Press, we have authorities say the toddler has been returned with his mother after employees found him playing inside a claw machine crane at a Nebraska bowling alley.
Uh-huh.
Lincoln police say that a 24-year-old woman called 911 Monday afternoon because her 3-year-old son was missing from her apartment. Employees at the bowling alley across the street, meanwhile, called police saying a small boy was playing with stuffed animals inside the coin-operated machine. Have a drink, folks.
I know they didn't use the claw to get him out because you can't get nothing with him, man. You know?
It was unclear how the boy ended up inside the crane machine. Have another drink, folks.
Drink it up.
A representative from vending machine company.
Yeah.
Oh, the vending machine company, folks.
The.
Let him out, and he was returned to his mother, who a short time later was not hurt. Was not hurt. Wow. I got it. You know what, Sean? Yeah. I'm using the tiny little computer this week to read, so I'm using that as my excuse.
Tiny little computer.
The computer is being moved much closer to me now because my eyes are getting older. Mm-hmm. Police say the mother was not cited because she quickly responded that her son was missing and there were no incidents of neglect.
Okay.
So apparently you can't get anything out of one of those machines, Sean, but you can get a child into them.
Ha ha!
Oh.
Touché, my friend. That was very good. I'm excited about that.
Hey, you know, I do want to shout out to you. Well, it's not a shout out, but I do want to mention. Yeah. I was stopping by a store today to pick up some stuff on my way home.
Yeah.
I saw one of those machines, and I actually saw somebody win a Kindle Fire out of one.
Are you see, only can you live in rich Connecticut that they put Kindle Fires in the machine. I'm lucky to win one of those spider plastic rings. You know, the ones for Halloween.
You got that ring.
Yeah, the spider ring. That's how I got my wife's wedding ring from the... Anyway, Huffington Post, Demon Hunter, the next one. Weird news. Bigfoot. Here's a big one. Here's a big one. People have been... I seen this cat on CNN and all this stuff. Apparently, he's full of it. Bigfoot hunter Rick Dyer. I'm surprised he hasn't been on our show over the years. Confesses again to duping the public. Are you ready for this, America?
You've been duped.
Rick Dyer, who once proclaimed, ready for this, he'd go down in history as the best Bigfoot tracker in the world, has cried Bigfoot a few too many times. Last Friday, Dyer confessed that the reported Bigfoot that he toured and charged folks to see was a fake. Imagine that. In the post to his Facebook page, Dyer wrote a long and rambling confession. Drink up, guys. Coming clean about everything is necessary for a new start, Dyer wrote. From this moment on, I will speak the truth. That's an exclamation mark there. No more lies, tall tales, or wild goose chases to mess with the haters. He was messing with the haters, demon.
Ooh.
Cutthroat world looking for Bigfoot, I guess. I don't know. This chapter in Dyer's ongoing Bigfoot fantasy began in 2012, some years after the previous Bigfoot hoax in 2008, to which he also confessed when he claimed to kill an 8-foot-tall Bigfoot-like creature in Texas. He went on to declare last year that an unnamed university had completed DNA. Do you remember this?
I do remember it.
Yeah, he said an unnamed university had completed DNA analysis, drink up, guys, and determined... I shouldn't hit that beer early today. analysis and determined that the creature nicknamed Hank by Dyer was an unknown species. In January, Dyer announced that he would take the beast on a national tour and charge people to see it. From the start, the tour encountered problems. Among them, a lack of venues willing to let him display Hank, and Dyer's unwillingness to release the alleged DNA results. Ooh, imagine that. Andrew Clacy, Dyer's business partner and tour promoter, told HuffPost in a statement, "I met Rick Dyer online some time ago, and over the time of the relationship developed, and I was of the opinion that the events and subsequent body were genuine based upon solely on the advice and information supplied to me by Dyer." Yeah, I mean, this cat, how are you going to start fresh?
It's all his fault. I didn't do it.
Right, yeah. You know, everybody loves it. Anyway, you see the picture of this. Everybody's seen it. It was on the news and stuff. It looked like a gnome. He carved it out of wood.
He didn't even shove it full of pork products like that last one we heard about.
Yeah, you got to put guts in it. You know, at least nobody spent like $20,000 before they seen it.
$50,000.
Was it 50?
Yep.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Oops.
Hey, Sean, this just in.
Yeah.
4 states ban oral sex.
Oh, my God.
But not necrophilia.
Well, you got to leave those options open. This is America. Oh, my God.
This week, the Louisiana state legislature voted down a bill that would repeal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That would repeal. Have a drink, folks. The state's long-standing ban on sodomy, of course. The Supreme Court ruled long ago laws like that were unconstitutional, but
yeah, you gotta have sex.
The American South ain't care, and that's not a mistake, folks. But just how much do some states in the South not care? Well, enough to tell consenting adults they can't each other's parts. There's a word there I'm not going to say. In private. But not enough to tell them that they can't. Another word I can't say. With the dead. Over on.
Come on.
Wait. Walker.
Waka Waka. That's Fozzie Bear. Oh,
Walker.
Waka Waka.
Adam Weston.
Inconceivable!
Put together a list of 4 states where oral sex is illegal.
Yeah.
But another word I can't say.
What can't we say? Abbreviate.
Is not.
Yeah.
Drum roll. Louisiana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Yep, no surprises there. This was not from the Associated Press. Well, actually, it might have been. But I don't think they would have published all the words I couldn't say here, so I'm not going to say it's Associated Press.
So it's not the Associated Press.
No, let's see. It's probably Huffington Post.
It might have been. You never know.
In fact, why don't you read the next story, and then I'll make sure I give credit for that story that I couldn't completely read.
Well, I didn't have a next story. But,
have a next story?
No.
What do I pay you for?
You don't.
Oh, right.
This is what you get. No, I can't believe it.
It was the Huffington Post, Sean. There we go.
Maybe you can buy a pocket. A pocket sucker. You can say suck.
You can say suck. We can say suck. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean, since you don't have another story there, one last one from the Associated Press here, which just kind of jumped out off the page to me here. Great. South Carolina man faces $520 fine, $25 fine. You can have a drink if you want, folks, for a soda refill.
No way.
A man who faced a $525 fine for refilling an 89-cent drink at a veterans hospital apparently will get off with a warning.
Get off.
When Christian Lewis of North Carolina, or North Charleston, South Carolina, refilled his drink without paying Wednesday, a federal police officer gave him a ticket.
Yeah.
Lewis is a construction worker and says he has never noticed the signs and has refilled his drink before without paying. Well, first of all, folks, let me just say, if you're breaking the law, don't. Ignorance of the law, not an excuse. So don't say, hey, I didn't see the sign. I've done it hundreds of times.
Breaking the law.
That's a bad way to get out of the ticket. The VA spokeswoman, Tanya C. Lobstell.
Drink!
No, I think Lobstell is right.
Drink anyway.
Said, after reviewing the hospital... Oh, sorry. Now you can drink, folks. After reviewing what happened at Ralph C. Johnson Center in Charleston, officials decided a warning was sufficient.
Right.
Lobstell says the cafeteria at the center has signs posted in the drink machine, indicating the cost of refills. Failing to pay for the refills is considered shoplifting. So I guess from now on, Sean, you gotta ask for a refill whenever you go someplace.
So they actually pulled him to the side.
They ticketed him.
They ticketed him.
Yep, for getting a refill.
You can't do that to people. It's America.
I want a biggie fries.
Yeah.
How do we expect to keep up our obese society if we don't allow free sugary drinks?
Hey, Demon Hunter,
I want a biggie fries.
I want a biggie Coke. That way you don't have to go back.
There you go. Just buy the large next time, folks.
Yeah, just get the large one. Demon Hunter, next segment tonight is a G&D original.
It is?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the Shadow Nation, tonight is a G&D original series, which means Nathan and myself came up with it. Hope you like it. Legend X, where we go all over the world, or at least the United States, and each week we find you a new legend from the haunted backroads of America, from Bigfoot to the Lizard Man, to the Mothman of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. These legends are known to be real. Most of them, anyway. Each week we go inside of a new one and try to find out how we can track it down. This week's legend, America, is
the Suscan Screamer.
Screamer? You're talking a lot of sex stuff tonight, you know?
Hey, where's your mind going there?
In the gutter. It's always been there.
This, Sean, by the way, this week's story just happened to pop out to me from the listverse.com.
Right.
So, bringing it out to you folks, is there anything creepier than a dead bride?
No.
Probably not. Because stories of these tragic ladies crop up all over the world.
Right.
On Suscan Road in Pennsylvania, under what used to be called the Susquehanna Railroad Bridge, yet another of these legends is taking hold.
Okay.
To many locals, if you drive onto the bridge, turn off your car, put the keys on the roof, and wait, you will be able to hear the Susquehanna Screamer, and you will be able to see her in your rearview mirror.
Oh my goodness.
Those stories agree that she is the ghost of a woman who hanged herself on the bridge after being dumped at the altar.
What'd she hang herself from? Under the bridge, or was there a street lamp?
Maybe, I guess. She was supposed to have screamed loudly as she jumped to her death.
Okay.
But there are other stories from the same area indicating a creature that had webbed feet and long claws and had a huge head. Okay, so Sean, we're either talking a ghost or an alien. Either way, I think parking on a bridge, turning off your lights and putting the keys on the roof, good way to get yourself slammed by a semi.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, it depends. Is that bridge in a, is it in a big, trafficked area?
Well, I imagine if enough people have said they've seen this ghost, then I'd say it has to be somewhere that people travel, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that be something to be in the news? Two ghost hunting groups slam their vans into each other. The acronyms on the side of the vehicles get mixed up badly.
It says T-A-G-P-I-G. I don't know.
Crew.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? Do we pack it up and go or what?
I think, brother, because we do have to make an early start of it this evening to have our guest on, we should probably go to a break, play some music, and be back.
Well,
a very special guest.
Sure, I think you're right, Demon Hunter. But what I was saying is, do we pack it up to go in search of the White Lady, the Saskatchewan Screamer, whatever?
Oh, well, what could we do to test this, Sean?
Well, we simply have to go out there and park the car and Wait.
But what would we use to measure this? How would we know? What could we tell? Would we put like a GoPro on like our rearview mirror in case she pops up in the back seat? And eat, you know, right in back behind us?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's what we would do. I think that would be the best bet, actually. That's a good plan of attack, you know.
Do you leave the EMF meter on the back seat or next to the keys?
Back seat.
Back seat?
Yeah, if the meter
do
starts...
Do everything in the back seat.
Yeah, if the meter starts going crazy in the back, then we know something's back there, yo.
And,
hear me, I said, yo.
Okay, so we've got the GoPro, we've got the EMF meter. Yeah. You know, where are you going to leave your EVP recorder?
I don't know. I answered the first one. Where are you going to leave it?
I'll tell you where I'll put it.
Anyway, Demon Hunter.
You know, we could check this out. I mean, it's not that far from me. We could probably be there in a few hours. If you want to fly out, we can drive down, check it out.
Yeah, we could do that. That's not, you know,
maybe we could make a weekend of it, stop in Gettysburg.
Hey, we could do that. And Antietam, since that's right across the way. What do you think about that?
I think now we've got an extended weekend going on there, and I don't get that many days off.
Well, we'll just have to take them. You got sick time, don't you? I think we go, my friend. Demon Hunter, tonight's guest!
Dun-dun-dun!
Yes. You ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Actress Morgana Shaw joins us, guys, from her hit series, soon-to-be hit series, Salem, that premieres tonight on WGN. Morgana's been known for her work on I Love You, Philip Morris, The Haunting Connecticut 2, Ghost of Georgia, Secondhand Lines, and many, many more on both the civil screen.
The civil screen?
No,
where they get together and argue politely.
Yeah, they're civil. Anyway, guys, Morgana Shaw. She waits with her family for the premiere tonight, and she took time out of her busy schedule. Only on the home of the Mystifying Oracle Radio, your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Tonight's band, Demon Hunter special, thanks to Creative Commons and freemusicarchives.com. Name of the song. Yeah. Name of the song is Who Am I? Name of the band, Demon Hunter, do you remember?
No.
It's McCullough. Get ready, guys. Yeah, you like that?
Okay, so I messed up.
All right, guys, get ready. Star of Salem. Up next, Morgana Shaw. Name of the band, McCullough. We'll be right back.
Who am I? Who was I? Who can I be tomorrow? On the road of life, light shines now. And cries.
This is Marilyn Roach, author of Six Women of Salem, and you're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Hey, welcome back, Shadow Nation, to the one, the only mystifying oracle of radio, your Demon Hunter, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Well, you say Demon Hunter and then you don't let me say anything?
That's right. I threw you off there. I threw the Shadow Nation off and people and listeners around the world and viewers because we got the
now,
live feed going.
Now everybody's going to have to pay for it. That's it. I'm boycotting.
You are boycotting.
I'm picketing right now. But I'm going to keep talking, but I'm going to march around holding a sign while I do it.
Do it. March around and hold a sign. Anyway, Demon Hunter, without further ado, tonight's guest, known for her amazing work on both the TV and the silver screen. She's brought both thrills and chills in everything she does. Her new show, Salem, premieres tonight. Please help us welcome Shadow Nation to the studio, actress Morgana Shaw. What's up, sis?
Hey, how's it going?
We love you. Thanks for putting up with me all week.
You can't tell right now, Morgana, but Sean is actually on the ground putting his hands down, the we're not worthy kind of pose.
Why? This is awesome.
She's going to think I'm a weirdo now. Thanks, Demon Hunter.
Yeah, because coming on a show called Ghost Man and Demon Hunter didn't give her that hint beforehand.
I love it. I was listening to you guys. I love your show.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Morgana, this week for all your support because you've showed so much support for the G&D show, and we've been showing support for you. Big night, lady.
Yeah, it is. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Well, how does it feel? And what are you doing right now? Describe it to us. You got a premiere coming up in an hour? It's right at 7:59 right now, p.m. Eastern time. How does it feel? What are you doing?
Wow, loaded question. Well, it's exciting because I know everybody's watching, and we've created, first off, the writing is so brilliant in this show that I just can't wait for the world to see what is coming towards them with the writing and the acting and the beautiful costumes and the beautiful scenery and everything about it being so authentic and based loosely on the history of the Salem witchcraft trials. It's going to be exciting to see how everybody takes it because it's dark and twisted and magical. I think it's got a little bit of something for everybody, but not the little bitty kid by any means.
Now, right. You say it's exciting because you know everybody's watching, and at the same time, it's terrifying because you know everybody's watching.
This is true. This is true. I mean, I think the show is wonderful. I think, again, it's one of the reasons that I was very excited to become a part of this incredible cast was because of the writing when I read it and what it's about. And it's kind of nice to get this story out there in a different way in the eyes of like the storytellers that can make witches, you know, do their thing. And I like it because it's not what you expect. And I think that's good. That's good TV right there.
I love that pause because as an actor director, I know we kind of know what Morgana is going through. We're not director, but she's got to watch everything she says on premiere night.
That's exactly right. You're right. That's exactly right. And plus, you know, you don't want to give anything away.
No, absolutely not. Now you play the character Mib, M-I-B?
It's Mab.
Mab. Oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Mab.
Okay, no, let's drink.
Mab is who I play.
Now, can you tell us anything about Mab?
I can tell you, yes, absolutely. I can tell you that Mab, is an entrepreneur in the town of Salem. She runs the brothel.
I showed
She's
a little
the
bit
madam.
Of... Yeah, I showed a little bit of the premiere with you. It shows, you know, a pretty hot scene there real quick. You know, some of the commercial there.
Yes, that's probably, if you're talking about the commercial they've been showing, that is with one of my girls.
Oh, they showed another one today. They just released it. It was out and
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they've been pumping it out. It's been all over the net. I'm excited for you. I'm so stoked. I can't wait. We got everybody upstairs. I got a DVR set. We're ready to go.
You know.
Yeah, it's exciting.
A few years ago, Sean and I were doing some television work, and he and I were both getting a kick out of the fact that we would be upstairs, and all of a sudden we'd hear our voices downstairs because somebody had the TV on, and the commercial came on, and we'd go running downstairs because it was a commercial we hadn't seen yet. And are you getting that giddiness from this?
Well, you know what? Here's the funny thing. I am with my family out in East Texas today. So I haven't even had the TV on today because of it being Easter. We are going to watch it together tonight. But my Twitter and my phone has been blowing up all day. And so I'm excited. It's kind of, I think as an actor, the day of is like, chill, enjoy, and sit back and see what happens.
Yes.
The day after is the nervous day because you have to stop yourself from reading all the reviews on Google.
Exactly. And also, you have to know this. What's exciting about this show is I think it just gets better and better. The stories, this is the setup. You know, the first of any show is the setup. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a lot of information. You're seeing the town. You're seeing the people. You're seeing what it's about. So hopefully what we get from that is people are interested enough and they love what they're seeing. They come back next week and then it gets even deeper and more crazy. Each week it gets crazier. I'm telling you, it goes way out there. You will not be disappointed if you like the dark, wicked, and crazy with this show.
Well, it just so happens that you're at the home of the dark, wicked, and crazy, Morgana. So
well, then, perfect.
See, now, you're no stranger. You being in Texas, you understand this. This is not your first rodeo, is it, sis?
Oh, no. No.
Now,
it's not.
I showed
especially with the dark and evil. And
yeah.
Ha! What gave you that idea? No, I love these kind of roles.
Yeah,
I love this kind of storytelling. It's definitely why I'm, you know, my strength is a character actress, and I love getting roles that I can just bite into, and you know, whether they're dirty, ugly, messy, whatever, you know, just has some meat to it. Those are the best roles, and I feel like. I feel like you're going to get a lot of that in the show.
Now, Morgana, a lot of the other stars in Hollywood have had the privilege to work with you. You like how I phrase that?
I loved how you phrased that.
They've had the privilege.
That's awesome.
Well, you are without a doubt. And we've had a lot of the stars come on here, and you are without a doubt my top two that's ever came on here.
You're
so
real.
You're one of my favorite. And you're so real in what you do, and it comes through in your characters. And I've seen you before. You've worked with these people, secondhand lines. I love you, Philip Morris. What's it like? What kind of transformation do you go through to play these roles?
Oh, you know, man, that's why I do what I do. That's who I am. I love getting into the psyche of someone else and becoming that person. And when you get a director that loves actors and loves to let you do your thing, which really was like that on both of the movies you've just mentioned, Secondhand Lions and I Love You, Philip Morris. I mean, they let me run and, it was just such a fun shoot and fun scene. You can just really, the thing with, like, even in Salem, you know, being able to go to dark places is a wonderful gift. Being able to go to innocent places is a wonderful gift. It's just, it's one of the things that I feel like, you know, I've been blessed with, that I can go there. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's very easy. It just depends on the circumstances. But I have to tell you, I'm the happiest when I'm going to those places and creating somebody that people can relate to or touch to or get real with.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you mention it and you call it the storytelling, because Sean and I have been called by people the American pickers of storytellers. That's our job. We go out and we find storytellers to tell their story. And I just, when Sean was like saying, hey, you know, she's coming on our show. And I was like, oh, let me check really. Secondhand Lions. For me, that movie was just an incredible movie. First of all, the stars of the show, two of my favorite actors of all time.
Yes.
And then you have the whole aspect of, like, again, Sean and I love the storytelling aspect of it. And here we are, you know, dealing with a movie that's about two guys that are just storytellers.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It just became, it literally became a movie that described what I want to be like in like 30 years. So
right.
And it was that whole feeling that just poured out on the screen. And when I saw your part, I was just like, oh, and I mean this in the nicest way possible.
Okay, I'm sitting down.
I hated your character in the movie.
She's so mean.
I'm sitting there going, what's wrong with her?
Mom.
And, you know, you're just sitting there going, why doesn't she understand? And that was your ability to storytell this person the way they were.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's the same thing. And I hate, and it's actually a compliment in referring to it as the reality television. You see these people on reality television and you sit there and say, what's wrong with them? And I got that same feeling from your character.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment right there, because that's what we do and try to do. And if you can, I mean, if you're not sitting in a movie going, why are they doing that? I mean, if you're watching someone and you're totally taken to that place by the being despicable, or it, you know, creates, evokes all kinds of emotions out of you, then you're doing your job as a storyteller, as an actor. So, you know, that's the ultimate compliment. You should, the roles that of people that you love to hate, they're the best roles, I think. I mean, I've never been one to like to play the ingenues anyway.
Hey, people have loved to hate me for years.
And it's kind of wonderful, don't you think?
It is. It gives you a lot of freedom.
A lot of freedom. A lot of, because you just don't care. Do your thing.
You know, most of the time, the image in my mind of Morgana in most of the flicks she's been in is covered in blood. She must love fake blood, because you love these horror movies. You love doing them because you're so wicked in them. You know, like A Haunting in Connecticut 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you play
which
these.
Yes. We're wonderful in, but the worst title in history.
Yeah. Yeah, that, then they change. I don't know why that happened. I do not know the politics behind what happened with that, because that was not what it was. That was not the working title. So it was quite a shock all the way around. So I don't know what happened, why it got named that. I can't even say it. I have to look at my resume to remember, because it's so long. It's like,
I'm just
wow.
Spew it out here. People who tell us that the name of our show is too long, Ghostman and Demon Hunter, here you go, folks. A Haunting in Connecticut 2, A Haunting in Georgia.
Yes.
This time it's personal.
That's it. And I had a great time on that one, too. I mean, I loved working on that movie. It was a ton of fun. I don't know if you guys saw, one of my favorites to work on was Seconds Apart. And if you haven't seen that one, guys, you've got to get that one and watch it, with Orlando Jones.
Yes.
With the evil twins.
Rita Trimble.
I play the mom. I play Rita Trimble, the mother of the twins, who do a lot of bad things. But there's a huge twist in it. You would love it.
Yeah, like most things you do. Hey, where was your fascination with the macabre, the crazy, the dark? Was it when you started out, when you were younger, you knew you wanted to be an actress? and be in this stuff.
Well,
people who want to go into the theater are crazy and macabre. Thank you very much.
Well, and the thing is I was very shy in school. So my dad says that I came out of the womb acting. I mean, that has always been, I'm the black sheep as far as all, I'm the weird one. There's nobody else in the family that does this. And, I have always just been a storytelling. When I was a little bitty girl, I would like take my cousins outside. And I was not old enough to read, and I would pretend I could read, and they believed me. And I mean, it started early with me pretending to be other people and having fun with it. But I was also very shy, so I really, really didn't start getting into it. I didn't even do it in high school that much. I was in choir. I was very quiet.
So when your cousins when your cousins got older, Morgana, they were like, "Hey, Dr. Seuss didn't chainsaw a bunch of people."
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's the big joke when we get together at reunions. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, because, I mean, I think we had this big book called The Book of Knowledge or something. I don't know. I can't remember, but I just remember it was a big book, and I made up words all through it, and they believed me. And but it was, you know, I think I believed it too, though. I think that was part of it.
Cousins grew up to fail high school because they said,
"Wait, what?"
The fact that all your cousins grew up to fail school because they would sit there with the teacher and argue—that's not what really happened. Because I've known this story all my life. That's on you, Morgana. That's on you.
I know. I know. I'll take it.
There goes college. There goes Kyle. Hey, Morgana, you might know about the show because we were talking before. We had the amazing author on, Marilyn K. Roach, author of her new book, Six Women of Salem.
Yes.
I sent you that article.
I listened to it. How fascinating. How fabulous and fascinating she is.
You got to get that book.
No, go ahead.
She goes.
I know. I have to get the book. It's pretty wonderful. I mean, I loved. I'm so glad you sent that to me, Sean, because, I mean, I was just. It's fascinating. She's how great. I love, again, a great storyteller. You know, comes from knowing the history and doing the work, and it was great to hear all of the things. Your interview with her was really wonderful too, because you asked such great questions, and she had answers for everything. And that was one of the things I was going to tell you at the top of this. I said, now, I'm not an expert on Salem witchcraft trials. I'm a character in the town, in the city of Salem. So the things that she was saying, though, I was totally, I do my own research too. While we've been working on this, I have, you know, watched movies, read books. One of the first plays I ever did that was huge for me, life-changing for me, was The Crucible, and I played Abigail.
Yes.
And the director, when he cast me, he said to me, Morgana, this role is going to want to make you pull your hair out. You're going to find a side of you that you didn't even know was in you. And that was the change of, that was probably when it started. that's probably when it started, because it did. It opened up a door that, you know, it was just fascinating. It's fascinating to go into that mind and find the truth of those dark characters.
Right, and that's what we're fascinated with. Salem, Sleepy Hollow. Nathan and I, we've been to these places and we researched the history. We were actually under a talent agreement, and we went to some places and filmed some stuff. We just love the story, and no place like Salem in the world has this story. Could it be? Was it real? Were there actually witches back then? Well, we all know there was Tituba and some people like that. What do you think happened back then? I mean, why the outbreak? Was it politics and corruption, or was there something there?
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, I do believe there's darkness, and there's darkness and there's evil. I believe in that. I know that is real. I also believe that you can open that door with negative domino effect of empowerment through that. And, you know, from everything I've read and the research I've done, of course, you know, like I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm fascinated with it. And I'm fascinated with it because of what happened. And I know the children had a lot to do with it, too. And one of the movies that I watched when I got cast in this was with Shirley MacLaine and Kirstie Alley. I don't know if you guys saw that movie, as a witchcraft trial.
Yes, I did. I forgot all about it till you just mentioned it.
You know what? It started out, I didn't think I was going to like it because it seemed, I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. But as it went on, they really focused on the children. And the thing about children are, you know, children don't ever want to get into trouble. What I liked about that was the lies dominoed with the kids to keep from getting into trouble. So it started with the one girl, and and the other kids went along because kids are under peer pressure. And, you know, times were so, it's not like today. I mean, things are, not that there's not peer pressure, there is, but the word I'm looking for is, it was so dirty and so, like, primitive. And I imagine it's hard to know who to trust, and, you know, it's just a different time and a different type of thinking. But I do believe that the domino effect of one starting, the one girl who was very powerful, there's always those cliques in children, and you know, when one starts it, they're very, you know, manipulative people.
Manipulative children. Funny too, because the way I grew up on a Pennsylvania Deutsch farm. So it was very old fashioned. We boiled our water to make baths, you know, hot baths. We had no hot water coming into the house or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, so when my father walked across the farmyard with me one day, realizing as I was trying to drag a bale of hay behind me that I was never going to be a farmer, and asked me, what do I want to be for a living? I was like, Dad, I want to be an actor. And I think it's the only time I ever saw my father cry.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
It's paid me to go to acting school. I'll give him that. But
that's wonderful.
And my mother, who was a Baptist missionary, said he'll find some way to put it into his work in the missionary. But, you know, so I had my mother, who was a prison missionary, went into prisons to preach. And my father, was a Pennsylvania Deutsch farmer, who was very old fashioned, but hanged like hex symbols over the barn and stuff like that. So I was caught between these two worlds that one was very accepting of me in that they saw me as a young talent. And another one, though, wanted me to be a part of it, was not accepting of my behavior. I really got torn apart, and I really see the women of Salem having been that same thing. The women of Salem the people wanted them to be a part of the town, but at the same time, they wanted them to fall into line. And I think if somebody didn't fall into line, it was a perfect time to just say, hey, you're a witch.
Absolutely. And especially, and I can't go into it, but with my storyline and what happened with my business in the story, and the women that work for me, the beautiful women, the ladies of Salem, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting dynamic to the show that I can't even tell you how thrilled I am to be a part of it in that aspect, because it does say a lot about the time and, you know, how people were,
right?
How people had to survive, choices that you made at the time when you didn't have a lot of choices, especially as women.
Now, in the new series tonight, the epic premiere, what's sure to be epic, new hit series on WGM Salem, that Morgana is in. The actor Ashley, and forgive me, Madqui, she plays Tituba.
Yeah, don't get me to correct you on how she says her last name, because I think it's Madqui.
Madqui.
Yeah, we would.
I think it's Medecli.
Yeah, we'd never got that one. But you know, going back to the origins of Salem, what happened? You know, Tituba was a known, a maid or a slave that worked for some of the townspeople there, and you know, she came from Barbados, which she might have brought over some form of witchcraft with her. So it's not too far off to say maybe there was something, you know?
Right. Well, right. But also think about this. I mean, she was, like you said, from Barbados. She was from a different culture. She was from, you know, the games that they played over there that she knew, her life, what she brought in, could have very well been perceived also as some sort of sorcery, as a religion, and knowing, you know, what she did. I mean, what happened to her also was very, I mean, the stories that I have read and the research and, of course, listening to your interview, wow. I mean, that her story amazes me because she survived, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so many legends have popped up about her over the years, even in recent television. I mean, not just your show, but also on American Horror Story.
No, absolutely. And it was one of the things that made me love American Horror Story was that they were bringing some of the history in. That's the thing that's amazing because they really killed a lot of innocent people over being accused of being witches, which just...
Yet what started the whole thing walked away.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing where you look there and look at it and say, wow, what were they thinking? And at the last minute, did they go, wait, get to our senses here?
Well, isn't it? It's very telling about an epidemic or, you know, when people panic, what can happen because no one is thinking straight and people are too afraid to speak out. And if they do speak out, then the finger is pointed at them. And that's, you know what, that's in today. That happens today with things. But then it was a lot more primitive, but it's also quite an interesting study of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
If Tituba was an herbalist, too, nobody would want to have killed her because at that time period, an herbalist was your closest thing to a doctor. I mean, you went into the doctor, he stuck a leech on you. You went into the herbalist, they actually helped you.
Exactly. Now, I don't know who actually pointed the finger at Tituba. Do you guys know that? Because I don't know how that started.
The daughter of the reverend and I
so it was
the neighbors.
It was the child. It was the child.
Oh, yeah.
She was blamed for something else.
Yes.
She pointed the finger at Tituba to get the blame off of her. Which
exactly.
Goes back.
That's what children do because they don't want to get in trouble.
Now, I tell you, Morgana, we are 5 minutes to 8:30. I know you got to get some popcorn ready and get ready for this huge, epic premiere tonight. And we definitely want to get you to do a little voiceover for us. Is there
already
any...
Already done, Sean. Already done.
Oh, it's already done.
Yep.
Morgana's ahead of the game. But where can they find out more about you, Morgana? And what about the When the Storm Gods Rise? It's in pre-production right now.
Yes, I can't say much about that one either because it is in pre-production. I don't know. My lips are sealed about it until things get more sealed, more open. I can't tell you anything except for it's in pre-production and it's in Western, and I'm very excited about it. And it's working with the director is Michael Priest, who directed me several times on Walker, Texas Ranger, when I guest starred on that, and several Chuck Norris films. And I love Michael, so I'm excited to work with him again. I haven't seen him in years, and it'll be fun to reconnect with him. But they can, as far as finding out about me, I have a Facebook page. You can definitely check me out and like me and message me, and I will answer your messages. And I'm on IMDb, and I have a Twitter, which is... Shaw Morgana, because somebody had Morgana Shaw. So if you put it in the other way, your message is going to go to somebody else.
Well, I tell you what, sweetie, we love you to death, and thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule for this premiere night, you know?
Yes, you guys enjoy. I can't wait to hear what you think.
We will.
I have two things to say to you, Morgana, before we lose you. One, one day we will come face to face. And when we sit there and say, hey, it's Sean and Nathan, and you look at us blank-eyed going, who? We're going to say Ghostman and Demon Hunter, and you have to remember who we are.
Oh, I'm going to scream and hug your neck. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, we got to go to L.A., man, or East Texas.
And two, how many times have you already heard the joke, so do you weigh as much as a duck?
I've never heard that joke.
Okay. So I lost that one completely. The Mighty Python.
I'm sorry.
Fail.
If you weigh as much as a duck, then you float on water, so you must be made of wood, and therefore you can be burned, and therefore you're a witch.
Oh.
So it's Mighty Python logic.
She's
so
a witch. Burn her.
Oh, okay. All right.
That joke a lot now that you're going to be on a witch show. So
Okay. Oh,
but I just saved you from being confused later. So
thank you so much, Sean. Thank you.
That's Nathan. I'll take credit for that one.
Okay.
Morgana, all the best, sweetheart. We wish you everything good out of Salem, a Shadow Nation. Make sure to check it out tonight. Morgana, you take care.
Thank you. You guys too. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Morgana. We love you.
All right. Love you guys too. Bye.
Night. Wow, Demon Hunter. She took time out of her busy schedule on premiere night, brother.
Yeah, on premiere night, I was too busy drinking when we were on TV.
Yeah, me too. But I think this is a first for the show in 8 years. We've never had an actress or an actor take time out of their schedule on premiere night, you know, of their show. So what do you say we pay some bills?
I guess paying bills would be required right now. Remember, it's freemusic. It's .org.
.org, absolutely. Let me write that down, .org. Now, remember, Shadow Nation, and you got 30 minutes, if you're Eastern time, to head on over to WGN. Go online and check out what channel WGN is on your network provider, and check out Salem Witch Among Us. You'll see Morgana there tonight. You heard it here first, Demon Hunter, on the G&D Show. Let's pay some bills.
Woo!
Let's pay some bills.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, guys. Hey, special thanks to Planet Paranormal, Stitcher, Smart Radio. Thanks for carrying us, guys. Creative Commons and freemusicarchives.org. Be a cancer fighter like Demon Hunter and myself. Susan G. Komen, 3-day supporter. We are, and you should be as well. Go on over to our website, ghostanddemon.com. Donate today. Midnight Syndicate, thanks for the tunes. Hey, from the haunted backroads of America, this has been another exclusive G&D Show interview. Don't go changing America. You know we won't. Demon Hunter!
Because we love you.
Night, guys.